99 on KROA.
Don't miss Dick Biondi.
You missed him.
Serving the Southland from Pasadena. KRLA.
The world's skinniest and ugliest disc jockey here on KRLA. And here we go again. Those were the Beatles, by the way, with It Won't Be Long. And you can be sure of that because Bob Eubanks told me just before he left that we'll all be on stage to introduce them. And is that going to be a nighter, isn't it? But more about that later. Right now, all I really want to do is hear Cher sing. Kids on the front porch here at TRLA know where they are, so everything's okay. Oh, I got to tell you about our program director, Mel Hall. You talk about a tough boss. I missed one little thing last night, and he called me up and said...
Achtung! Yes, wir singen zusammen die Geschichte über den Schweinkopf und Hund und den lieben Rettner.
After the turn of the century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man in a plane, Baron von Richthofen was his name. 80 men tried, and 80 men died, now they're buried together on the countryside. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was rolling. In that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany. In the nick of time, a hero arose, a funny looking dog with a big black nose. He flew into the sky to seek revenge, but the baron shot him down.
Curses filed again.
10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more, the bloody red baron was rolling. End that spree of the bloody red baron of Germany. Now Snoopy had sworn that he'd get that man, so he asked the great Bunkin for a new battle plan. He challenged the German to a real dog fight, while the baron was laughing, he got him in his sight.
On KRLA. And here's something unusual on this program. Commercial.
Hello, amigo. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say bananas have to ripen in a certain way, and when they're flecked with brown and have a golden hue, bananas taste the best and are the best for you. You can put them in a salad, you can put them in a pie, any way you want to eat them. It's impossible to beat them, but bananas like the climate of the very, very tropical equator. So you should never put bananas in the refrigerator. To have bananas that are fully ripe, you must be absolutely sure to take them home and let them ripen.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
Now, the KRLA Datebook. The Junior Achievement Sales Convention will be held this coming Saturday, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at the Los Angeles Trade Technical School at 400 West Washington Boulevard. Also, next Sunday, the CYO will have its annual Queen Ball at the Palladium from 7 until 11 with music by the Midnighters. And guess who's going to be the MC and crown the Queen? That's right, me.
me crying in the chapel. The tears I shed were tears of joy. I know the meaning of contentment. Now I'm happy with the Lord. Just a plain and simple chapel where humble people go to pray. I pray the Lord that I'll grow stronger as I live from day to day. I've searched, but I couldn't find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Now I'm happy in the chapel where people are of one accord. Yes, we gather in the chapel to sing and praise the Lord. You'll search, but you'll never find no way on earth to gain peace of mind. Take your troubles to the chapel. Get down on your knees and pray. Then your burdens will be lighter, and you'll surely find the way.
And you'll surely find the way.
That's one of the prettiest songs Elvis has ever done, Crying in the Chapel. La Poete, Rosemead. Here's this week's claustrophating platter pick. I don't know what that means, but our music director, Dick Moreland, says that's what it is. From Motown, these are the four tops.
Thank you.
Dick Biondi, and let me tell you again about the great time we had this week when the Dick Biondi Roadshow went to McNally School with the Knickerbockers, who were fantastic, of course, and the New Beats. Boy, did the New Beats tear those kids up, especially when they sang this song, Run, Baby, Run. Locally dense near the coast through mid-morning hours. Overnight low, near 60. High tomorrow, mid-80s. Right now, downtown, 63. Out at the airport, 60. That's L.A. Airport. And in Burbank, it's 73.
I went down to my Ford dealers to look at a beautiful 1965 Ford. I then took a test drive in a beautiful 1965 Ford. So naturally, I bought a beautiful 1965 Ford. I'm a new Ford owner, can't you tell? Stomach in, chest out, watch me swell. I walk 3 feet in the air, birds are singing everywhere. I'm a new Ford owner, can't you tell? I just got a Ford and it's written all over my face. Look at me and you see a missile soaring into space. I'm a new Ford owner, have you heard? It's no secret I'm in love, spread the word. Every time I see that car, I could leap and touch a star. Every time I turn the key, I hear a bell. I'm a new Ford owner, I'm a new Ford owner, I'm a new Ford owner, can't you tell?
During summer vacation, you can pick the records you want to hear on the Bob Eubanks Show.
Here's your chance to pick your five favorite tunes from the KRLA Top 30 Tune Decks and listen for them to be played on the Teen Topper portion of the Bob Eubanks Show nightly from 8 until 9.
Just send a postcard with your name and address and your five favorite tunes to Teen Topper, care of KRLA Pasadena.
Every night, two lucky persons will hear their five favorite recordings on the air.
And on Friday night, KRLA will compile the entire list of tunes and present the 10 most popular tunes for the week.
Remember, just send your name and address and your list of five tunes tunes most popular with you on a postcard, please, to Teen Topper, KRLA Pasadena. And stand by for the Bob Eubanks Show, nightly, 6 to 9.
From KRLA, another great English group, Herman and the Hermits. I'm Henry VIII, I am.
I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married several times before. And everyone was an Henry. She wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry VIII, I am. Second verse. Same as the first. I'm Henry VIII, I am. Henry VIII, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before. And everyone was an Henry.
She
wouldn't have a Willie or a Sam.
No, Sam.
I'm her eighth old man, I'm Henry. Henry VIII, I am.
And let me say thanks again to all the folks at Temple City High School, where last week I was really honored when the student body crowned me king of Temple City High School. I especially liked the part when homecoming queen Joanne Gilmore and Kathy Taberti, they put the robe on me and gave me a kiss. And then the principal, Mr. Camfield, gave me the key to the school. Then he turned around and told the janitor to change all the locks.
Come alive, come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation. Drink light, drink great, drink right up to date. Young taste, young drive, young face, come alive. Come alive, come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation.
This
is the liveliest, most energetic time ever, with the most active people living it. And Pepsi-Cola is part of it. Pepsi is the light refreshment with the bold, clean taste and energy to liven your pace. Unofficially, it's the official drink for everyone with a thirst for living.
Come alive. You're in the Pepsi generation. You're in the Pepsi generation.
Oldie time from October of 1959. Paul Anka, put your head on my shoulder.
Put your head on my shoulder. Hold me in your arms, baby. Squeeze me oh so tight. Show me that you love me too. Put your lips next to mine.
The hour. And don't forget, if you want to hear the Beatle records first, the man to listen to every afternoon is the hullabalooer, Dave Hull. He's at home right now tuning up his horn and thinking of more ways that he can whisper K-R-L-A over all the new Beatle records so nobody else can play them, you know, while we get them first.
K-R-L-A.
Dippity-doo.
You.
Dippity-doo.
For setting your hair.
Dippity-doo.
Dippity-doo.
Eat, eat. Dippity-doo.
No slip, no drip.
Dippity-doo. Dippity-doo. Dippity-doo.
Real body.
Dippity-doo.
Open hole.
Dippity-doo.
You.
For you.
We take you now to Gotham City headquarters.
I just heard that Dick Biondi is trapped in the Coliseum, and UCLA's Gary Bevens is throwing footballs at him at a rate of 60 per minute.
Yes, if one of those things ever hit him, it'll kill him.
This is a job for Batman.
I don't know who he is behind that mask, but whoever he is, we need him, and we need him now.
Stay tuned. Within the hour, you will find out how to become a junior Batman.
Everybody at Duarte High School. Got a nice letter from the principal, Mr. John McGrew, who said some mighty nice things about the Dick Biondi Roadshow, especially how the kids really flipped over Joey Page and, of course, the Bobby Fuller Four, the Band Without a Name, and the Deuce is Wild. And remember, the Dick Biondi Roadshow will be happy to appear at your school. Just give me a call here at KRLA, and we'll take care of it. Here's one that's headed for number one. From Motown, the Supreme. Come see about me.
I've been crying.
the person who left that gravestone on the front porch here at KRLA, come on back and get it, will you? The Pasadena police and I are getting tired of making out these long reports every month. And besides, you ever try lifting one of those things? Ooh, they hurt so bad.
I know you don't know what I'm going through. Standing here looking at
Biondi, and the big news, the really big news is the Beatles are coming to KRLA.
Turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on feeling two foot small.
And secret two-way television so we can check on Lieutenant Quillen.
Yes, sir. Where's Lieutenant Quillen supposed to be right now, Colonel Splendid?
He's supposed to be on guard duty. Huh. Hey, what are we here?
Have you picked him up on Emperor Hudson's secret two-way television set, Colonel?
I should say I have. He's in the third row with a pink pussycat watching the girls dance.
Pink pussycat?
If Emperor Hudson learns of this, Quillen is going to be in a real jam. Here, Cavendish, have a look.
Jam is right. Jelly don't shake like that.
Join now. Become a lieutenant in Hudson's Commandos. Send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Hudson, KRLA, Pasadena.
My baby does a hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Does a hanky panky.
David does a hanky thing.
Back to 1962. Barbara Lewis. You'll lose a good thing.
If you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. If you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. If you should lose me, oh yeah, you'll lose a good thing. I'm giving you one more chance for you to do right. If you'll only straighten up, we'll have a good life. 'Cause if you should lose
so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say, and I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by.
And I go to pieces. By the way, last week's issue of the KRLA Beat really went like hotcakes. I mean, those pictures of the Rolling Stone concert at Long Beach Arena were great. Especially the one where Mick Jagger was squeezing Dave Hull's horn. It's that time. Time to say bye-bye. Want to say thanks to all the kids who were out in the porch before we went on? Of course, thanks to our engineers, Robin Hill and Phil Little. You know, they need two on this show because one guy can't handle me for the whole show. And of course, thanks to all of you out there listening. It's been fun. I'm Dick Biondi, and I have to say goodbye because they're coming to take me away.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me split my lip. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds.